Hello, hello. You're listening to Natasha Devine, and this is Tash Talks, a place where I heart ramble on all things love, life, spirituality, and relationships. It's raw, it's real, it's playful, and sexy. Sometimes it's confronting and a little bit naughty. It's life. Whew. It has been 2 months. 2 months since I've been on here. So much for we'll do it every week. Every day, I think at one point I even said. But it started out as once a month. You know, life takes its turns. And I am back on the mic today. I actually, every single day for the last 2 months, I have said, I gotta get on the mic, I gotta get on the mic. I look at the mic and go, I gotta get on there. But I've been going through a rebirth and I think in my last episode I talked about the galactic transmissions and a bit of the cosmic stuff that was going on. And I couldn't keep up with my own life, with what was happening, that I stopped my daily life stories on Facebook and Insta and Snapchat. I was just so immersed in just this life that I was living, and it was so, I was up in the clouds. Like, I really was. I was up in the clouds, like, literally. I was transporting places, and I had other people's loved ones coming to me and passing on messages. I just had so much happening. I had amazing activations, and transmissions delivered to me, things to share out into the world. And it was all happening so fast, I couldn't keep up with it. In the middle of all of that happening, I still had this aftermath of the abuse and trauma I was going through. Then having his, you know, next victim then attacking me as well. So, you know, that was a lot going on, you guys. And I think it was about a month ago when I realized, I woke up one morning and I had just, let me backtrack for 1 second. I was living in the clouds. I was having all of these amazing experiences, all of these activations. I didn't know how to channel like what was happening to me. It was just, you know, I was just this open source channel and I had no control of what was coming in and what, you know, how to work out what to do with any of it. And I was seeking a guide, somebody who could help me understand what was coming through and how to work through it. And I trusted the divine flow to guide me through that. And it didn't work out quite the way that I felt that I needed or that I wanted. But I had to keep coming back to surrender. I had to keep coming back to, well, if I trusted the divine flow, that means that I've got to take away my expectations and just go, okay, whatever lesson is in here is in here. And amongst all of this, I literally around the same time as that I had invested a fuck ton amount of money, more than I've ever invested in one hit, and I've invested well over $100,000, well over, in all the expertise and experience and things that I have. But pretty much around that time, it was like God just dropped me from the clouds and went, back down to earth you go, girl, and you need to like be all up in your human and now and have this experience and just remember the human experience. And it was disgusting. I didn't like it. I was like, what? And all my connections cut off. I didn't have Jesus. I mean, Jesus was chilling with me. I had Jesus, I had the alien dude who was going by the name of Roger now. I had Big M, Archangel Michael, plus all these other things. But everything was gone. I had no connection. And I was like, come back, come back. I'm thinking of that, anyone who knows that I'm such a GIF queen, that little, it's like the little meerkat and it's like going, come back, come back. So I've got no connection. I've invested all this money. I'm like, this is just, I'm not feeling I'm like in the greatest place. And I know that the cutoff from the spiritual connection, and well, we're never cut off. We cut ourselves off, right? We're always connected. It's just whether we choose to access it or not. But I also feel like I was ready for the next level of my healing. And in order to do that, I had to be back down on earth. I had to go through this process. So there was one particular morning that I'd woken up and I had done my Dr. Joe morning meditation, and I think I've officially hit 90 days of doing that now, which was the initial task set. And it's been life-changing. Let me just say, if you don't know Dr. Joe Dispenza, like, go search him. Go just get on it, because that man is exceptional. His knowledge is just phenomenal. And, you know, this meditation really, and I may have spoken about it in the last episode, but this was an amazing activation for me, and I highly, highly recommend it. But for about a month, I was doing the meditations and I was no longer being transported. Before, I could see my dreams. Like, for the last 20 years, I've seen myself having a show, being on stage, traveling, writing books, like all of these things. I was in these meditations going up above the grid lines. I had Jesus telling me I was the chosen one to help activate leaders and do all of these things. And I saw the love of my life in the Maldives, with my girls. We were all around this campfire. Like, there was so much magic. And I woke this morning, done this meditation, and nothing. I couldn't see my future anymore. And I just felt like I was in the dark. I was like, oh my God, like, I've had enough of this now. I am done. Why am I so cut off? What am I doing? What do I need to do? God, please, what? And that's when this program, Rebirth, a 4-day immersive program that's just started today, actually. We just did day one, which is surrender. And it's completely free. I'm running this round free because it is my rebirth gift to the world. So anyone who needs it, that's available on Facebook, and you can join at any time. It is best that you do it in sequences, but you can join anytime. And so this program drops and it sparks my soul back up, because I'm like, oh, rebirth. And then I likened the situation that I'd had that morning to, it was like I was in the uterus, I was in the birth canal, and I was literally like crowning, or just not even crowning yet. I was just in the dark and I couldn't see because I was rebirthing. I was no longer the person I used to be. Like, she was long gone, and I needed this period of silence and darkness in order for me to recalibrate myself. And in the journey that I invested in, I did get grounding out of it. Not other connections or not other things, but I got grounding out of it. And I got a lot of lessons that I didn't anticipate, as life does. It wasn't necessarily about the program or anything like that. It was an inadvertent experience and lesson. And in that ground, oh my God, can you hear my stomach? I hope that's not coming through. So I was having a rebirth and I was like, okay, I need to go into this science. I need to, it's about, the whole process came for rebirth. The surrender, first of all, first and foremost, you cannot have the things that you want and the experiences you want in life. You cannot, you must surrender, 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 surrender. And surrender is not just that one time or that couple of times down on your knees begging and pleading for help. It is a daily thing. And I go into all of that with full examples in the program, which is today. So if you do want that, just hit me up and I will send you the link to get access. And then there is the burn it all down, which we do tomorrow. You want to burn everything down, all of your past conditionings, all of the shit beliefs that you have been carrying all your life from your own experiences and from the experiences of others and society and all of those things. Then we have the metamorphosis. We have the rebirth. And that's the co-creation of self. And then we have laying the foundation. And that is, that's where we really get to set the groundwork of what, who we are now, this emergence of self, and how are we going to bring that out into the world and be in that. And that's the next level unlocked, mission complete. And then you rinse and repeat. So, you know, God delivers this program. It enlightens me and sparks me up. But then I was still going through it, because this is what happens. Anyone who does their soul's work in the world and creates programs and offers, like, I hate the word coaching, like guidance packages, coaching, mentoring, teaching, leading, that sort of thing, one-to-one services or group services, we receive a message, a download from the universe, and this is like, this is what you're here to do, this is what you got to do. But there's not a whole lot of detail around that, as in content that you write down on a piece of paper and then you put in a PDF for somebody to download. It's not like that. It's, here's the title. Here's the, it's what you're going through. And then you get given the experience, and it doesn't matter if you've already experienced it, you're going to get more. Here's more of the experience, so that you can live through it and go through it. And then you're going to share how you did it and what you did. And that's the inspiration. That's the activations. That's the leadership. That's the role. So that's what I've been doing these last 2 months, is rebirthing. And then I decided I'd set the launch date, and I actually had a hair appointment coming up, which was going to be later this month. And it managed to, just an opportunity popped up, and it was a couple of days ago. And I was like, hell yes, I'm going to take this, because I've actually been thinking, I'm so attached to my long blonde hair that was actually dead. The ends were dead, disgusting. It was all my old self. It was all my old relationship. It was toxic. It wasn't serving me, but I was attached to it. I was attached because I've been attached to my long hair because I had belief, I'm doing air quotations, you can't see, but on video you can, that long hair meant femininity. That's what was sensual. That's all bullshit. But, you know, I had this attachment to it and I was afraid, but I knew I needed to cut it. I was scared shitless, but I knew I had to do it. And I also was done with the blonde. Anyone who watches, you know, when I've been doing daily stuff, I would often use the Snapchat filter that is pink. And whenever I would do that, everyone's like, oh my God, you need your hair pink. And I'd been saying it to Carla for ages and she's like, no, 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 no. We've worked so hard to get your blonde. If we put pink in it, that's just going to stay in the blonde. And then also this time 2 years ago, when I first freed myself from my past toxic relationship, freed myself from the cage and was coming out and, you know, really connecting to my spiritual self and working on self-love and that sort of thing, I had bought this wig in New York and it was a pink bobbed wig. And I started wearing it to record Mama Sita Natasha, the Oracle card reader. I needed to put the wig on in order to feel confident enough to come on screen and read Oracle cards. Like, what? But that was the journey that I had to go through. And now, oh my God, now here I am. I was looking at that memory, actually, it came up this morning. And I was like, now I'm here 2 years later with real life pink hair and reading Oracle cards and doing all of these things, not shamefully or not timidly or, you know, anything like that. I'm just owning who the fuck I be. So I decided I was going to cut my hair and this was a really big fucking deal, but I knew it was a part of the rebirth. I knew I needed to do this. So I'm sitting there at the hairdresser's and I kind of felt like, I mean, hairdresser, she's my hair therapist, let's be real. I was sitting there and thinking like, oh my God, there's going to be tears. Even Carla's like, I think we need to have a hair ceremonial or something. And I'm like, nah, you know, I'm doing this. And then I get a call and it's a private number and something in there makes me feel like I need to answer it, but I don't like to answer private calls because of the harassment that I've received and just never know what's going to come forward. So it's like, hey, if it's important, you can leave a message. And they did. They left a message and I knew I needed to check it straight away. And it was a call from the persecutor in regards to pretrial. And I didn't see it coming. And I was kind of like, for fuck's sakes, God, like really? Like I'm already sitting here going, okay, I'm going to be brave. Now I've got this. I can do this. I'm a warrior. I can cut my hair. It doesn't define me. I'm powerhouse, blah, 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 blah. And then you give me something else to test. It's like, you say you're strong. You say you can rise and roar. You say you're going to step up. We're here. Let's just test you out. And I'm getting used to this rodeo now. So I'm like, okay. So it did rattle me in the instant. Like I was shaking. I called her back and was listening to what she had to say. And we had to make a meeting and I'm like, well, I'm going to get this out of the way. I'm just going to go tomorrow. And I had all these thoughts like, oh my God, and now I'm going in there with pink hair and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, what the fuck are you doing? You are this amazing person. You do not need to justify who you are, how you be. You are love and you are truth. And that emanates out of you. And that's all you need to do. So it came to cutting the hair and I was kind of a little bit void. I was just, there wasn't a tear shed because I had already just now stepped into another warrior stance. It was like, cutting my hair was nothing. And my God, am I glad I did it. I knew it was symbolic. And like when Carla pointed to the hair on the floor, she's like, that's all dead. Like the hair that you have left on your head is all regrowth, like new growth that's happened with no attachment to anyone. None of that trauma, nothing. It's all you, baby. What's on this floor is all dead and it's all past. And I'm like, on the floor, where it motherfucking belongs. And now in the bin. And that was all the ceremony I needed. And I've looked at, like, then we've put on the pink and I've looked at myself and I'm like, oh my God. And it activated another level. Now, obviously, it wasn't just the cutting of the hair in and of itself or the colouring of its hair, the hair in and of itself, but it was this whole emergence of, is that the word? Like, it's just, it was just more unlocking of my power. And afterwards, I came home and, you know, shared a little bit of, you know, took some photos and stuff. And I was a bit pissed because, you know, now the next day I had to go to the station and it could take quite a few hours. And I had my program launch for today. And I was like, you know what? It is what it is. Everything is what it is. Surrender, 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 surrender. Like you can't, don't resist it. Just go with the flow. Do what needs to be done. The feedback that I was getting from my hair was like amazing. And I was like, ah, this is so cool. And I went to the persecutor, sat in the office. We did the stuff. It was, you know, it was triggering. Having to relive situations that were traumatizing, like situations that, like, I was in fear state, my heart was racing, I was treated by the person that I gave every part of me, the most intimate parts of myself. They even manipulated and coerced me into saying things and sharing things, and then that person's used it all against you, and they've turned on you, and reliving that is shit. Living it is shit. Healing from it's shit. Reliving it is shit. But to be told that what I'm doing, speaking up, is what they need more of, and that it only takes a very few smart, rare, strong people to do it, and that they need people reporting this stuff, they need people standing up, because this is how the systems get changed, because currently the system is fucked. Currently, the system favors the perpetrator to protect them in defense, even though you're the one that's been attacked. But if you say, this person attacked me, they become the defendant. And because originally there was a small percentage of people that were tried and charged for things that they didn't do, the pendulum has now swung completely the other way, and now they fight to protect the perpetrator. And it's so wrong. But that's the system. And I know that I may not get the outcome that I would like to believe is deserved, but I can't back down for a fear of an outcome that may or may not happen. this is about me standing in my power and telling the truth and using my voice. My voice was stripped away from me. My rights were stripped away. Everything was like, you know, if I breathed out of turn, it was wrong. If I didn't say the right things, or, you know, this is me taking my power back. And having her explain that, in doing that, even though the outcome might not be what we want, it shows others the importance of standing in your power. And eventually, the pendulum will start to come back. But it needs cases in order to get that pendulum back in motion. And that meant so much to me. Because I'd had a number of people say to me, look, if this is too much, you don't, at any time, if it's too much for you, you can pull out. And I'm like, I know, but it's only too much if I allow it to be too much. What's been said about me in defense is not true. And anything that is true, I'll admit to. I've got nothing to hide. There is, at the end of the day, there is nothing that I could have done, and if you've been abused, there is nothing that you could have done that ever warrants abuse. Ever. You could yell and scream in someone's face back at them, and that doesn't warrant. And I didn't even yell and scream back. Hardly much ever. Yet I would still get told that they wouldn't rage and they wouldn't respond like that and they wouldn't do that if I would just listen. It was them. It was me that makes them angry. No, we are always responsible for our actions, and there is no excuse ever to damage violently other property, other things, other people, to manipulate, to gaslight, to coerce, to just none of it, none of it, none of it, none of it. To hear someone's boundaries and to use them against them and manipulate. There's no excuse for that. Not ever. So for me, to have it reaffirmed that me standing up and saying that this is not okay, I stand in love, I stand in truth, I will fight back, but I'm not fighting with hate. I'm not fighting with manipulation. I'm not fighting with guilt. I'm not fighting from a victim stance. I'm fighting with love and truth and integrity the entire way. I will not stand down, and this is not to go against him. This is to be for me. This is standing in my power and saying that it's not okay. And I'm going to stand up to say that it's not okay, because I didn't before. It took me a very long time to get to that point. And I'm going to show the way for those who are afraid to speak. I'm going to push past those fears. I'm going to choose that no one can hurt me unless I choose. So it doesn't matter what's said about me. It doesn't matter what the defendants, persecutor, prosecutors, whatever, like, come at me and try to strip me down. It doesn't matter. It can only hurt me if I believe what is being said is true. And I have no shame. I have no guilt. I have no fear. I have love and I have truth. And I'm here to stand in that for me, to give myself the love and worth and power that I didn't at the time. And I'm here to show and inspire and lead others to do the same for themselves. That's what I'm here for. After after the session, which took a few hours, I didn't know what to do, but I knew I needed to go to the beach. The beach is my happy place. It grounds me. It's where my soul is happiest. And just as I got in the car, actually, the God series. So if you do not know about the God series, search on my page, on Maria Portis. Our God essences were all being interviewed and activating and sharing what that essence means to us and how we're here to help inspire and lead into the new earth. And the first session was the God of the Creator, which is Sean. And just as I got in the car, that interview came on. And so I had that playing as I was driving down to the beach, and it was the most amazing thing. I've got to go back and listen to it again, because it was just, Sean said so many incredible things that I was just listening to and going, yes, 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 yes. And by the time I got to the ocean, I just felt in my power even more. And I set up my phone and I'm like, I'm going to take some photos. Thank you, Paula Ivy. God, I love this woman. I've not participated very well in all the programs I've invested with her, but her work is so good that I just pick up what I need and what I'm able through everything. And the photos are fucking powerhouse. I love them. And I shared them, and the responses have just been, you know, I can see, I can feel that my activation, my rebirth, my power, I am that energy that I am. Like, I am an energy, and you feel me. And that's translating now that I'm owning my worth and my power. Now that I've activated that and I've stepped up to this new level, and I can see the ripples I can see people being positively affected. So my positive virus, my vibrus, that I've been talking about for years that I want to infect people with, it's here. I'm infecting people with this positive love. My superpower is love. I am the God of surrender, and my superpower is love. And I'm here to infect everyone I can, so they can go on and infect others with this, because it is in true surrender, surrendering to what is and surrendering to acceptance and to your internal compass and your guidance, and to trusting that the experiences that are happening, they're happening for you, and that when we choose love over fear, we choose ourselves, we choose that of God. It is here that we transmute our pain into power. I am a self-mastery magician because I have learnt and continuously learn daily how to transmute negative and toxic thoughts, pain from the emotions of those thoughts, into positive loving power. And that's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here to inspire in everyone that is open and willing. So this is my rebirth. And the photo, oh my God. So I'm gonna wrap this up with how the photo change came about, because it really truly is another divine intervention. I was looking at something on my page and my podcast artwork popped up, and I looked at it and I was like, that's got to go. Not only because it has my blonde hair on it, not only the memory that's attached to it, because memories only have power if I give power to it, and I choose not to give power to them anymore. But what did happen after that photo was taken was toxic hell. An explosion where there was severe damage done. And it was scary and it was horrible. And I looked at it and I saw Tash Talks and I thought, oh, maybe Tash Talks isn't right. Even though it's so impactful, because the fact that even though these things were going on behind the scenes and nobody could see, I still showed up. I still created the podcast that I wanted to create after 5 years of wanting to do it. I showed up at times when most people would be silent. And even throughout this whole experience, I've shown up through the pain when most people would hide. And I looked at Tash Talks and I was like, maybe it's the name that needs to change. I don't know. Like, just something didn't feel right. And I knew it had to change, but I'm not into the whole graphics thing. Like, that's not my genius zone. So I just sort of pushed it aside and thought I'd deal with it later. And then I get a ping in my inbox from none other than Carly Nimmo, the reason why I have my podcast. And just the reason she's my freaky soul sister. Like, this woman stands up and speaks her truth unapologetically, and she shares her struggles. And, you know, I don't know anyone else. There is no one else I know on the internet other than Carly and I who share our deepest, darkest truths and show up anyway in the most authentic way. I don't know anybody else. You know, I see a lot of people I love and support so many people that do amazing things, but the level of transparency and vulnerability and bravery of showing up, I don't know anyone else. And I receive a message and she's just letting me know she's seen my power. And I'm like, girl. And then she's taken a snapshot of one of the power pose pictures that I took yesterday. And she's updated it and said, you need to be on the mic. I want to hear you on the mic. It's where you belong. And here's an updated photo. Talk about divine intervention. Like, seriously. And for her, she was on her computer. She was just about to shut it down. And she saw a picture, because we talked about changing it, like, when all this blew up at the end of last year. And she just saw it and then just went, nah, that's got to change. And nah, I haven't heard her for a while. Oh no, low battery. And then she just did it. And I'm like, that is divine intervention at its finest. So yeah, new artwork, rebirth podcast, rebirth, just everything. And, you know, I could delete all the previous episodes and start from scratch, but I'm not about that life. I'm about authenticity and I'm about showing the journey and the growth. Just like I leave my most awkward YouTube videos up, because I want people to see that you don't just overnight become the star that you are. I'm wearing a star jumper too, by the way. It's so cute. And I've got gold diamantes on my eyes just to bling it all up. Because you totally get to adorn yourself and you get to just do whatever the fuck you want. I believe in showing the journey. That's why I'm the real life storyteller. To share the journey as it's happening. And so that when people, you know, I've got people that have followed me for 5-6 years and I didn't even know they were following me and thanking me for, you know, for sharing the journey, because it felt like the journey they were on and it's inspired them and it's helped them. And you know, then there's people that come along and see me now and they're like, oh, you're so confident, you're so this, you're so that. Like, how do you do that? And it's like, go back. Go back and binge on my other stuff and look at the journey. You know, I'm never going to be that person that's just going to come forward and go, ta-da, here I am. And, you know, and then tell the story of how I got there. No, I'm going to show you the story every step of the way. So Tash Talks has content in there that, you know, I like to burn down, but it's a part of me. What I'm burning down is my attachment to any of it. Any of the pain that I felt, any of the loss, the abuse, the fear, that any of it, gone. Cut the cord. I actually have training on that. So it's going to stay there because it's a part of my story. And I wouldn't be who I am today if it wasn't for my story. And you would not be the exceptional being that you are without your story that's led you to today. And one of the most important things that you can do with surrender, we have gratitude. Have gratitude for every good thing and every negative thing that has happened, because it happened for you. Transmute it into your positive loving power. Own the lessons through it. Let them go, what doesn't serve, and step forth and create anew over and over and over and over. And if you need help with it, come join Rebirth, because I teach you the steps to doing it. I share the story of how I've gone through it, and then the steps to rise above it. And that's it for today. I have no clue when I'm going to come back next, but I'm ready. I'm ready to continue the story, share the stories of what's going on. I did stop for a little bit also because I didn't want to be talking about the abuse story. I fucking hate it. But then every time I do, so many dynamic souls, like leaders, amazing, successful people step forward and thank me because they can relate to it. And so these are powerful messages and they need to be shared. And if me sharing my journey helps someone else, then my fucking God, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to share everything else in between and whatever. Just the real life storytelling, it's back. So here we are. I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. You have been listening to Natasha Devine, and I leave you with an abundance of love, light, passionate soul fire, and playfulness.